Hello, I'm Mary Soon Lee, and I'm going to read Interregnum, which is the opening poem in my book, The Sign of the Dragon. I wrote this poem in 2013, intending it to be a standalone piece. My children were 8 years old and 14 years old, and I was trying to write things I could complete during a single school day so that I was available when they were home. But the boy in the poem stayed with me, and I returned to him again and again until I reached the end of his story over 300 poems later. For me, it's often harder to absorb things when I'm listening to them than when I'm reading them, so I'm going to summarize the setup that's given near the start of the poem. A 16-year-old boy, the fourth and youngest prince of Meiking, is sent to a mountain after his father, the king, dies. He's expecting one of his three older brothers to be selected as the new king. NB, this poem was first published in Starline. And now, here's the poem. Interregnum. 16 years old, fourth son, still they sent him to the mountain, together with his brothers, before their father's body stiffened, the kingdom suspended, without a king. Four princes, one crown. A crown he had no use for, a crown of war, alliances, duty. He slept on straw near his horse, displacing the stable boy, waited for his eldest brother to return triumphant, ready for the throne. Then brother after brother vanished into rock and ice and cloud. The steward took his sword, his shield, sent him out at dusk. No torch, no guide, no horse, no servant, no food, no water. Snow deepened under his boots. He waded through drifts, fell once, twice. The wind mocked him. He thought of the warm stable, the bed of straw, his horse, sleep, but sleep meant death, so he stumbled on. The wind called his brother's names. He shouted back his own name. The wind laughed, snow fell, he walked half blind, sleep kissed his forehead, the wind said, sleep. He sang to drown it, sang hymns, nursery songs, drinking songs, dirges, ballads, marching tunes, the love songs his mother had favoured, she who was bartered for peace to a man she'd never met. He fell, pushed himself upright, saw a black cloud speed against the wind. She landed beside him, her breath ash, snow steaming from her wings. He knelt, but did not beg, and asked after his brothers. One slept, one fought, one pissed himself. They didn't taste like kings. She laughed. And you, what will you pay for a crown, little princeling? Nothing. I don't want it. She flamed, and he saw himself reflected in her scales, a kneeling, shivering boy. Then why, she asked, are you here? Because they sent me. He stopped. No, he was so tired he couldn't think. Because the kingdom needs a king. He struggled to his feet. And what will you pay for the crown, little princeling? Gold? Men? A song? My freedom! He shouted at her. Well, she said, that's a start. Years later, on a spring morning, his queen asked, greatly daring, about the woman whose name he cried in his sleep. Not a woman, he said, his heart on the mountain where he entered his kingship. And that's the end of the poem. If you enjoyed it, the ebook of The Sign of the Dragon is available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, and Kobo. Thank you very much for listening.